This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
But how many people don't do it? They don't realize there's a consequence. But they don't obey the rules of God. And then you suffer, and your children suffer, and everything. And marriages are unhappy and miserable. And all they got to do is do what God says, and they'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Just like I've said, how many times have I said this? I don't even know. But I'm going to say it one more time. The devil will do everything he can to get an unmarried man and woman in bed together before they get married. So he can get legal right to them. And then after they get married, he'll do everything he can to keep you out of bed together once it becomes legal. That's the way the devil works. I've seen it over and over and over and over. But if a man and woman keep themselves celibate, they keep themselves pure and clean, and they get married as virgins, and they keep themselves clear and clean and pure, that marriage can go on for 50 or 60 or 70 years, and that marriage can be blessed in everything, and blessed with children, and blessed with a tremendous relationship, and they'll never have any physical problems if they'll both do it God's way. God made the promise. But you got to make it work. It's up to you. I don't know about you, but I want to have a blessed life. I want to live the abundant life that Christ provided. Well, let me tell you, it's not without tremendous requirements. It does not come easy. For me, think, the other day I simply told one little simple lie to my wife, and I got a stopped up head before the day was over. Isn't that amazing? It took me 2 weeks to figure out what I'd done. But I knew I'd done something. Because you don't get sick without a cause. Amen. Jesus said it. Then he says here in 1 Samuel 12:14. I want to go there. 1 Samuel 12:14. I want to show you some of these things. Now if you will fear and worship the Lord. I got a feeling that's a major problem in the church today. People today, especially young people, have no fear of God. They do not understand who the King is. But He is God. I mean, He can do that, and your life can be gone. It's not difficult for Him. He's God. Did you know without Him, you can't take another breath? If you're breathing, you ought to be praising the King. Because He's giving you breath. Instead of thinking, hey, I'm doing this. I don't need God. Be like those scientists that said, God, we're smart. We can do anything you do. We don't need you no more. We can create our own human being. He said, oh, okay, you can't. He said, no problem. He said, we can make him out of dirt just like you did. He said, okay, go ahead. So they go over there and said, we're going to go over here and we're going to take this Saul, right? He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's my dirt. You make your own dirt. Then you make your man. See, are we stupid or are we stupid? Yeah. Bobby, we're pretty stupid, aren't we? Yeah, to think that we're smarter than God. He says He sits in the heavens and laughs at us at our stupidity. We ought to just love Him and worship Him. That's all He wants. Just love Him and worship Him and be obedient. But in 1 Samuel 12:14, he says, now if you will fear and worship the Lord and listen to His voice. Very important today. Listen. And if you do not rebel against the Lord's commands. Don't rebel. And if you and your king follow the Lord your God, then all will be well. In other words, your government. If you'll follow the Lord, then everything will go well. But if you rebel against the Lord's commands and refuse to listen to Him, then His hand will be as heavy upon you as it was upon your ancestors. You think God can't put some pressure upon you with His hand? He can mash you flat? Now stand here and see the great things the Lord is about to do. Stand here and see these great things. You know that it does not rain at this time of the year. Now this prophet is going to prove to these people. And it's amazing how God has done this in the past. Now stand here and see the great things the Lord is about to do. You know that it does not rain at this time of the year during the wheat harvest. It does not under normal conditions. I will ask the Lord to send thunder and rain today. Then you will realize how wicked you have been in asking the Lord for a king. Technically speaking, we don't need a king. But this country couldn't live without a king because we don't serve God. But these people, God told them they didn't need a king. But they said they wanted a king. They wanted to be like everybody else. So he told them, no. So they kept saying, okay. So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain immediately. Well, Lord, I wished I could call up that. I'm going to ask you to send thunder and rain here. I prayed two or three times here in church and many other times. So, Lord, it's obvious we got so many sins that I'm not getting through because you have not sent that rain yet to water this land. We did have a half inch the other day, Lord, and I'm so grateful for that half inch. I don't know, did any of y'all have any of that rain the other day? We had, praise God, we had a half inch, and it was wonderfully sent. But I wished it had been 4.5 inches, what I wished it had been. That's what we needed. But we only had a half. But Lord, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about the half inch, but I just wish we'd had more. So Samuel called to the Lord, and he sent the thunder and rain. Then all the people were terrified of the Lord and of Samuel. Pray to the Lord your God for us, or we will die, they cried. For now we have added to our sins by asking for a king. Don't be afraid, Samuel reassured them. You have certainly done wrong, but make sure now that you worship the Lord with all your heart and that you don't turn your back on Him in any way. Don't go back to worshiping these worthless idols. Now then, God's not here to kill us. He's here to do good things for us. He's here to bless us and to bless our socks off. With the new covenant, which we're going to get into as we go, I got a few more scriptures, and then we'll go to the new covenant, but it's 4 o'clock. So we'll finish this message next week. But what I want you to know is all these commandments that I've read you out of the old covenant, these obey and how the Lord promised to do those things for those people. In the new covenant, I'm going to show you what the things He has promised, some of the magnificent statements of what we can do in the new covenant. And the new covenant is so much greater than the old covenant. There's no comparison. But it still requires obedience. Amen. If you don't obey, these promises won't work. And I am now a complete convinced believer. Now, I want you to listen very closely to what I'm going to say. I was in church all of my life and never saw a miracle or a healing. For sure, I didn't see a miracle. If we had any healings, I didn't know about it. We pray for somebody, they went to the doctor, and if they died, okay. If they got well in 2, 3, 4 weeks or months, whatever, well, we just think, well, Lord, praise the Lord. Maybe the Lord helped them, but they probably would have got along just as well, just with the doctor. God probably wasn't hearing much of our prayers. Maybe He was a little, but all of a sudden, I had the privilege to step into a realm where I see God do awesome things. When you see Him heal broken bones, put crushed backs back together, reconnect disconnected brain stems, reconnect blind eyes, let me tell you, that's not normal stuff. But I never saw that kind of stuff until I stepped into this world I live in now. What did I do different? I started reading the book, believing the new covenant, that if I would walk obedient to God's word, not walk in any kind of sin, do what He said, then He says, then you can come and ask me, son, for anything you want to under the new covenant. Anything. And I will do it for you. And that's how I have been able to get these mighty things done. That's what I want to teach you because I want you to do the same thing. Now, next week we're going to take up right there. But right now we're going to take communion. Today is the first Sunday of the month, and we take communion. Now, I want you to know that when we pass out this communion, in this bread, there is healing in this bread. By the body, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. But only after you repent of sins. You must repent of all sin. Don't come to the communion table with unconfessed sin in your life. And if you have sickness in your body, when you take this communion today, say, thank you, Lord, that with your stripes I'm healed, because I'm taking this and I'm going to be healed when I take this, because you're the one that bore my sickness, removed my disease, and I've got all my sins repented of, and I'm going to do this. Y'all can go ahead and start passing it around, and I'll talk while you're passing it around. But I'll take one as you go by. Thank you. And in this bread, if you'll look at this, this is matzah, or this is sheet bread. It's been pierced like our Savior was. It's striped where it was burned. It has no leaven in it, because our Savior had no sin in Him. So we have no leaven in the bread we take, because we take this as a symbol of the body of our Savior. We eat His flesh when we eat this bread. This is a symbol of that, of what Jesus did for us. I mean, Jesus clearly said in Isaiah 53:4-5 that He bore our pain and our sickness. And then He said in Matthew 8:17 that He bore our sickness and removed our disease. That we don't have to have it. But you have to know that and by faith receive it. Now, you would never believe that God would allow one of His sons that had been a Southern Baptist, a good Southern Baptist, all of those years, that He would let me stay sick and suffer all the things I suffered, all because I didn't know the Word of God. You would think He thought more of me than that. But He didn't. He's a faith God. And I was sick off and on all those years and had all those problems because I didn't know what faith was. But when I got a hold of faith, and he told me that night when I said, Lord, if this is true, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11? He said, because you've never received me as your healer by faith in my word. I didn't know it. I didn't know that sozo meant all these things. Sozo means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. But when I got a hold of it and received Him as my healer by faith, I mean, I really had it in my head, my heart. Now, it wasn't just something I'd heard. I had it in there. And that's why it worked for me. When I had it in there, and it'll work for you when you get it in there and it becomes a reality to you. It'll work for you just like it did for me. Just like this brother a while ago said, you've been saved 39 years and ain't had an aspirin for 39 years. Praise God. Amen. I didn't know that 39 years ago. He's way ahead of me. I've only been just a little over 20. See, he's nearly twice as far ahead as I am. Shame on me.
Thank God there ain't no seniority.
Amen. There you go. Praise the King.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.